Radio Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
On a scoop pass to Bauer, and then it's knocked away. Ball is loose, and it's finally run down by Callahan. Lori digs to the hoop, lays it up and in, and a late foul on Zwiener.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Pleasanton as the Bulldogs battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here's Janicek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off of the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more, and three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard.
Overton hits the road for their third straight game while Pleasanton begins a three-game homestand tonight. It's the Eagles and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Pleasanton with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Pleasanton, everyone. Doug Duda with you for Game 2 of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and Overton Eagles. We're with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as this rivalry continues with a new component. That's because Overton and Pleasanton have a new coach. It's not Jay Starr at Overton, but it is Brandon Cavan at Pleasanton taking over for Bill Giffen, who's retired. He's come out of Lincoln Christian and has taken over a Pleasanton ball club that has been banged up. Both teams are preseason ranked. In fact, Pleasanton as high as 3 in D2, Overton as high as 7 in D1. Pleasanton, though, is 1 and 2 because three of their starters out with injuries because of football. But Caleb Pritchard will be back and play his first game of the season here tonight. The losses are to Axtell and to Elwood. The win was over Loup City in overtime. For Overton, they're 2-1, defeating Arapahoe and Axtell. Their loss was to Loomis in a game where Jay Starr said, we just kept turning the ball over. They were down by over 20 points in that game in the second half, cut it to 8. But he said it was just too big of a deficit to overcome. So Overton and Pleasanton getting ready to do battle next, and we'll have the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri-Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. It's time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. For the visiting Eagles of Overton High School, number 11 is a 6-foot junior, Matt Ayton. Number 21, 5'10 senior, Dallas Bavard. Number 31, a 6'3 sophomore in Tanner Ryan. Number 33, a 5'11 sophomore, Hayden Cahoy. At number 45, 6'2 senior, the leader of this team, Jacob Olmstead. The head coach is Jay Starr, assisted by Clint Little and Lance Fox. Overton is ranked 10th in the Omaha World Herald, 7th of the Lincoln Journal Star in D1 with a record of 2-1 in the preseason. For Pleasanton, number 20, Caleb Pritchard will get the start in his first game back tonight. He's a 5'10 senior. Number 22, 5'9 senior is Colin Janicek. Number 24, 5'9 senior, Caden Zwiener. Number 32, 5'10 junior, Clay Weber. And number 42, 6-foot senior, Brady Darby. Head coach, Brandon Cavan, and assisted by John Klosterman, 1-2 for the Bulldogs. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The opening tip is tipped out of bounds by Tanner Ryan, so it'll be Pleasanton ball, and the first shot of the game is going to be up and no good. And the rebound brought down by Jake Olmstead off Caleb Pritchard's miss. So Pritchard wants to get right into the middle of things here. As we were talking with head coach Gavon before the game, he says, I did not want to start Caleb. I wanted to play him. Derek Tolles was going to get the start, but he is under the weather in the locker room early, so we'll see how that affects what Pleasanton does here. Overton ball underneath their own hoop. Pleasanton is playing man-to-man, and guarding Olmstead is Clay Weber. He's going to have his hands full tonight as they go backdoor, get it underneath for the layup up and in by Bavard. And Overton has the first bucket of the ball game. They are up 2-0. Coach Jay Stair says he likes the way his team is playing except for the turnovers. And he says Tanner Ryan has really stepped up here in their first three games and has been a force to be reckoned with. As Caleb Pritchard brings it into the paint, the ball is going to be blocked and taken away by Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy will get the ball into the front court to Bavard. Kick it out for a three. It's off the back of the iron by the Eagles. No good. Olmstead goes high in the air to get the board and score. And it's quickly 4-0. In favor of Overton. Pleasanton baseball pass to the other end. Got a man there. Ball fake. Shot up and in by Brady Darby. That's the way to beat that backcourt pressure by the Eagles. Just throw over the top of it. As Matt Ayton brings the ball to the front court. Tries to kick it out there to Ryan. The ball is tipped and out of bounds. In the girls' game tonight, both teams shot the ball pretty well, but Overton made more, 69-49. We'll talk more about it at halftime with Overton's new girls' coach, Chris Blecka. Madison Beavers led the way tonight for Overton, 22 points. And here's a little tidbit we'll have for you in the FKC in a minute as driving the baseline and scoring is going to be Tanner Ryan, and a foul call from half court gives him a chance at a three-point play here. Caleb Pritchard with the first foul of the game. Loomis Wolf graduate Lance Thorell wins the Bobby Reynolds Award at the football banquet tonight, so congratulations. There's three senior awards they hand out, and Lance Thorell wins one of them tonight, the Bobby Reynolds Award. The FKC member Tanner Ryan will hit the free throw, and that'll make it 7-2 here quickly for Overton. Three-pointer at the other end is going to be off the mark for the Bulldogs, and Jacob Olmstead is going to get the rebound. As we said, this is the first time in about a decade that Pleasanton hasn't had a dominant post player, as Ryan forces another jumper up that won't go, but he draws the foul. You had the Zweeners for about 7 years. You had Garrett Reese the last 3 years, but they've all since passed. And there is nobody on this Pleasanton roster taller than 6 foot. And it's been a decade since that has happened, or more. The foul is called on Caleb Pritchard, so he's going to get an early breather, it looks like, as he's going to come out of the game as the free throw is up and in by Tanner Ryan. And checking into the ball game is going to be John Kolsheen, and freshman Brendan Axman checks in. The Bulldogs only able to suit up 5 kids for the JV game tonight. They played just 2 quarters, but Axman was soaking wet. He was all over the place for the Pleasanton JV. Second free throw by Ryan, and it is good. So Tanner hits them both. He's already got 5 points, and it's 9-2 Overton, and we haven't played 2 minutes in this first quarter. Up the floor with the basketball will be Colin Janicek. Swings it to the right side. Pull-up jumper. High archer is going to be too strong by Clay Weber. The rebound is pulled down. Back out for another three, and this one is good. Three-pointer for Colin Janicek, and Pleasanton gets their first three of the night, but at the other end, fast break layup by Bavard, and Overton leads it 11-5. So Pleasanton will have to get ready for that, a team that does want to run, but was not anticipating the fast break from Overton that time. They don't necessarily always want to run that fast break either. They have been a slow-down half-court type of team with the Olmstead brothers, but with Zach graduating, they may not have as much there either. Tanner Ryan's really grown. He started as a guard, but now at 6'3 underneath. We've got a reach-in foul called here on Jacob Olmstead. First foul on Overton, and in for Pleasanton is Derek Tolles. And again, Derek was not feeling well before the game. And hopefully he feels good while he's on the floor. So Tolles to throw it in, and he'll dump it out to midcourt. Get it into the hands of Colin Janacek. Janacek swings it right side to Weber. Man-to-man defense by Overton, so both teams playing one-on-one. Kolshin to the right-hand corner, three-point land, guarded by Ryan. Kind of a mismatch there. Ryan a little bit quicker. He traps him. He tries to wrap the pass around to Caden Zwiener. Zwiener in traffic, and a foul called on Overton as they tried to sandwich. Olmstead had him all cut off, but I think Tanner Ryan tried to punch the ball away from the backside, and that'll be the first foul on Ryan. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop here. It's 11-5 Overton, 5:14 to go first quarter. They get it in. A foul called. The shot is no good by Janacek, but he'll get two free throws, and the foul is going to be on Matt Ayton, his first and the team's third. So Janacek at the line to shoot two, and waiting to check back hit is Brady Darby. First free throws of the night for Pleasanton on the way, and good. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw now for Janacek. He's been leading the team the first three games. Puts this one up and in. 11-7, Overton with the four-point lead. Ayton into the front court. Passes tipped and stolen away. The tip by Janacek. Zwiener the steal. Back to Janacek. Drives and makes the tough shot. Colin Janacek with 7 points, and the seven-point lead is down to two. 11-9. As Ayton brings the ball across the timeline. Junior that played as a six-man mostly as a freshman. Started all of last year. They force it down to Darby. Shot is blocked from behind by Derek Tolles, and out of bounds it goes. Darby really getting, or excuse me, Bavard, excuse me, Dallas Bavard really getting into it here in the first 4 minutes. And Ayton will throw it in. Get it into Olmstead, and he can't handle it. It skipped right by him, and Overton turns it over, but then Pleasanton's outlet pass is picked off, and Overton will have the basketball. Cahoy gets it back inside to Ryan. Turnaround jumper good. Tanner Ryan with 7 points, 13-9 Overton. Slapping some full-court man-to-man on. They'll get it into the hands of Zwiener. They try to trap him across the timeline, and his pass will be knocked into the scorer's table. Again, earlier tonight, the girls' game, Overton 69, Pleasanton 49. And the Bulldogs now have the basketball. Janacek into the front court, guarded by Ryan, tries to take him to the hoop, dribbles it off Bavard's foot, who's trying to double down. Picked back up, though, by the Bulldogs, and they'll reset it. Janacek between the circles. Swings it right side to Weber. Weber puts the ball on the floor with the left hand. Into the paint. Throws up a very tough shot. No good. And Olmstead will yank down his fourth rebound. He's got all the rebounds here in the game for Overton. And into the paint, forcing it. Ayton, no good. Off the front of the iron, Zwiener will get the rebound. He's got both rebounds for Pleasanton. He'll bring it into the front court. Leave it off there for Janacek. He'll lob it inside. There's a short jumper. Darby can't go. And Olmstead, another rebound. Olmstead, a huge presence, and he's going to go ahead and dribble it up the floor because nobody picks him up. Olmstead to the left elbow, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound is saved inbounds to the Bulldogs. Janacek has it. Now he's trapped in the backcourt. Overton jives on it. They want a timeout, but they say no. It's a jump ball instead. And it will be Overton basketball. Kolshin back in. We've got a lot of subs, so let's set the five on the floor for you. For Pleasanton, it's their ball. And it'll be Colin Janacek to throw it in. Now there's some discussion as to whose ball it should be. Remember, the opening tip was tipped out of bounds, so Pleasanton got it. This should be Overton ball. With 3:21 to go here in the first quarter of play, 13-9. And that's one of those weird, quirky things that doesn't happen very often, so the officials are going to discuss it. And I believe they have changed their mind, and they're going to give it to Overton, which is right. Now that I look at my book, that is right, because Pleasanton got the ball when Overton tipped it out of bounds. So it's Overton ball. That's the way they originally pointed, and then Pleasanton acted like they were going to take it out of bounds. So let's get back to action. 3:10 to go, third quarter, first quarter. They get it into Olmstead. Triple team gets a whole bunch of guys in the air. Shot no good. And then on the rebound attempt, a foul. Going to be called on the Bulldogs. Colin Janicek over the back of Joel Schaefer. That'll be the first foul on Janicek. He's teamed with three fouls. 13-9 Overton. 5 minutes into our FKC boys game. Trying to throw it in is Schaefer. They kick it all the way outside the arc to Olmstead. Olmstead puts the ball on the floor, into the paint. Leaner up and in, and he's going to be fouled. Olmstead forcing the issue and gets the call. Foul is on Colsheen, his first. And with 4 points, looking for five, here comes Olmstead to the line. Chance to get the lead right back out to seven after Pleasanton had cut it to two. And the free throw by Olmstead is on the way, and it is good. So Olmstead with five, seven for Ryan, and it is 16-9. Overton up by seven. And the pass swatted away in the backcourt, but it went right back to Clay Weber. So he continues on his way across the timeline to Janicek. Guarded out there by Bavard. Janicek pull up three, lets it go and buries it. Colin Janicek with his second three-pointer of the opening quarter. And he has got 10 of the 12 points. Fast break the other way. Bavard throws through the paint. Gets it into the hands of Ryan. Missed the shot. Olmstead went over the back to get the rebound. Missed it. They're fighting underneath, and we've got a tie-up. And the arrow this time will point the way of Pleasanton. And more substitutions. So we promised to tell you who was in the game after all these substitutions. You got Colsheen in there, along with Weber and Janicek. And Tolls and Zwiener for Pleasanton. And Pleasanton brings the ball up the floor after a near steal. Janicek off a screen right side all the way to the rack. The layup too strong. And the rebound tipped to Olmstead. He has all seven here in the first quarter for Overton. He'll dribble it up the floor. Give it off to Hayden Cahoy on the right wing. Back up top they go to Jacob Olmstead. Inside to Ryan. Back out to Cahoy for three. It's no good. Rebound comes out long. Midcourt. It's gained by Zwiener. Takes it all the way to the other end and scores. Hayden Zwiener just a little bit faster that time. And now it's back down to two. 16-14. And as Olmstead rushes it up the floor, we've got a foul called on the Bulldogs to slow it down. A lot of action here over the last 2 minutes. The foul on Clay Weber, his first. 16-14 Overton, 1:52 to go first quarter. Grand Island has come back to take a 40-39 lead over Kearney as another bucket here for Jacob Olmstead off the inbounds play. That game currently airing on ESPN 1460. Kearney was up 23-11 after one as the three-pointer is on the way. No good by Tolls, and another rebound for who else? Jacob Olmstead. Into the front court he comes. Has it picked away by Tolls. Tolls with the steal. Gets it up ahead. Weber, too deep. Tries to force that layup. It will not go. And the Overton Eagles get a break there. Pleasanton missed a layup. Kearney High girls were up over Grand Island 24-19 at the half. Shelton girls beat Red Cloud tonight 57-23. Here's a three-pointer. Overton on the way. Too strong, but Matt Ayton is there for the rebound. Minute six to go. First quarter, Olmstead to the free throw line, thought about forcing it, and while he was in the air, passed it to Cahoy, who got it into Ryan, and he is fouled by Colsheen. Second foul on John Colsheen. So we've had plenty of fouls called here in the first quarter. That's number 9, 6, and 3. And at the line, Tanner Ryan to shoot two. And Overton a little winded. They walk all the way to the other end of the court. Looks like Olmstead might be getting ready to check out of the game. Bavard ready to check in. And the free throw is on the way and no good. So here comes Bavard. And for Pleasanton, Darby and Axman will check into the game. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You're home for high school sports. The second free throw now coming up for Tanner Ryan. He hit his first three before that last miss, and he misses this one with the balls tapped into the air. It ends up in Ryan's hands, and then a travel going to be called on Overton. Might have stepped on a foot there and lost his balance. 54 seconds remaining here in quarter number one, 18-14. in favor of Overton. They have led the whole way, as much as 7, and then down to 2 on a couple of occasions as Axman weaves his way into the front court. Leaves it off for Clay Weber between the circles. Right side, they'll go to Zwiener, back up top. Now to Janacek in the paint to Zwiener. Nowhere to go, kicks it out for a three-pointer, Weber. It's good. Clay Weber with his first three-pointer, and it's a one-point game. 18-17, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. On a hand check-in between Ayton and Janacek as they bring the ball up the floor. Kahoy gets it inside to Ryan. His layup is good. Tanner now with 9 points in the opening quarter. It's 20-17. Pleasanton, trouble getting the ball in. And a timeout's going to be called by the Bulldogs. It'll be a 30-second timeout with 13 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 20-17 Overton, and we'll be right back.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Along with our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Guda back with you here at Pleasanton. As we want to say thanks to Athletic Director Ricky Westland and the crew here, for, as always, for their hospitality. 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pleasanton called the timeout because they couldn't get it in. Now let's see if they've got a play set. Down by 3. Usually it'll be a 3. Janacek between the circles with 5 seconds. They go for the ball fake. He shoots the long 3. It's no good. And then hitting the ground hard is Caden Zwiener. I believe Overton's going to get called for the foul here. And it's going to be on Dallas Bavard, his first, the team's fourth. 0.3 is all that's on the clock. And so, according to the rules, Pleasanton would have to tip the ball in. They cannot catch it and shoot it. And they do, and it will not count, or it shouldn't. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Plenty of action. It's Overton 20 and Pleasanton 17. We'll be back with the numbers after this on Classic Hits.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Ready to start the second quarter here on Classic Hits, and the ball will belong to the Overton Eagles with a 20-17 lead over Pleasanton. And it looks like they have got not all of the original starters in there, as Schaefer's on the floor with Ayton and Bavard and Kahoy and Olmstead. Kahoy picks his dribble up on the right elbow, gets it back up top to Olmstead. Bavard on the low block working on Cole Sheen, has to give it off to Ayton, who drives the baseline and scores. Matt Ayton, they had the double down and lost Ayton, and he will score. At the other end, Cole Sheen open underneath, takes the move at Olmstead, missed it. He was wide open and didn't realize it, and then Olmstead got there and made the shot tougher as Joel Schaefer will get the rebound. On the right wing with it will be Dallas Bavard. Down to the low block, they get it to Olmstead, nowhere to go, kick it back out top, now into the paint to Ayton, and a nice scoop pass underneath to Bavard, whose layup is up and in. Great pass. Ayton is 24-17. Overton with the first two buckets here of quarter number 2. Janacek doubled. Back in there is Caleb Pritchard. He picked up 2 early fouls, and this is his first game back since the football injury to his shoulder. And he's going to be fouled here, and Matt Ayton's got his second personal foul, 15 foul. And Cole Sheen will check out, and Darby will come back in here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. 24-17 your score, and looking for the three, Janacek now fakes and drives. Olmstead flops, doesn't get the call, but Janacek lost the basketball. Just the second Pleasanton turnover. Picked up the jumper at the other end. Bavard, no good. Rebound brought down by Colin Janacek. Four turnovers for Overton, two for Pleasanton. Rebounds in the first quarter, Overton 11, nine of those from Olmstead, six for Pleasanton. Three-point shooting, 3 of 6 for Pleasanton, 0 of 3 for Overton. Free throws, 2 of 2 Pleasanton, 4 of 6 Overton. Overton's up 24-17. Driving in is going to be the shot up and in, but wave it off. Pritchard will not get it. They say he was fouled before the shot. And it's going to be called on Bavard, his second. And one more time, Overton will take it out underneath, and here comes Tanner Ryan back into the ball game. Leads Overton with 9 points. Olmstead with 7 for Pleasanton. Colin Janacek has 10. And it'll be Pritchard to throw it in, and they weren't looking, and the ball is knocked away. May not be stolen. Good hustle there by Janacek to pick it up. Got it back into Pritchard. Drives the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Zwiener. Kick it out for another jumper that is no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Finally, Pleasanton multiple opportunities that time and could not cash in. Again, Overton 2-1 with wins against Arapahoe and Axtell. They lost to Loomis. Tomorrow they're home against Anselmo Myrna, who's a surprising 3-0 going into tonight's action. With it well on the right wing is Gahoy. Olmstead takes it up top, trying to push off on Weber. One dribble, forces the jumper from the free throw line, no good. Follows it, got his own rebound, powers it back up and in. He's just too tough for the Pleasanton defenders out there. And it's 26-17. At the other end, a three-pointer up by Pritchard. It is no good. And the ball is saved into the corner to Overton's Hayden Cahoy. Overton's got a chance to get a nice lead right here. They've got the momentum on their side. Cahoy gets it into Ryan, throws it through the lane to Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it into the corner for Aiton. It's over everything. And the ball comes down to Caden Zwiener. Zwiener actually has 6 rebounds, shuffles it into the front court, and Aiton makes an incredible steal up ahead to Olmstead and throws it right back. So Overton gives it up. Now it's going to be Pritchard. Caleb to the left baseline, has to go with a one-hand shot, no good. Rebound brought down Zwiener. Zwiener back up and in. Caden Zwiener playing tough here in the first half for Pleasanton. It took him 3 minutes to finally score here, though, in quarter number two. And low pass to Tanner Ryan, almost lost it away. Now back door's wide open. Aiton got lost, and he's got the easy layup. Somebody lost Matt Aiton as they went for that loose ball. 28-19, Aiton, second bucket of the game. Don't forget, as the ball's thrown away here, they thought they had the communication. The ball's thrown away and then trying to get it back. As you see so often, Brady Darby commits the foul, and that'll be number 7. So the 1-1. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll give you the first half numbers of our boys' game. We'll look back at the girls' game, which Overton won 69-49. We'll talk with Coach Chris Blecka in his first year at Overton. So Overton's got a new girls' coach, and Pleasanton's got a new boys' coach. The foul on Darby, his first at the line to shoot the 1-1, is Tanner Ryan. He's been there. This is his fourth time already in the game. And by making that, he is 4 of 6 at the line, has 10 points. And a 10-point lead now for Overton. Second free throw is up, and it is no good. Long rebound, though, pulled down by Pleasanton, and up the floor with it is going to be Janacek. Swings it out on the right wing for a three-pointer that will not go for Weber, and the rebound is brought down by Dallas Bavard. Bavard brings the ball up the floor, all the way to the left-hand corner, still has the dribble, kicks it out on the wing to Cahoy. Inside, they'll get it for a short jumper. Schaefer, no good. Fighting for the rebound, a foul called on Overton. And the foul is going to be on Joel Schaefer. That'll be his first. Also the 7th team foul, so we'll walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1 as Brendan Axman will get the opportunity to fire up a free throw. 29-19. Only 2 points in the quarter for Pleasanton after 17 in the first. Overton 20 in the first and 9 on the second, so they're still on pace. Free throw no good by Axman, and Olmstead couldn't grab the rebound as he was battling with Brady Darby. It goes out of bounds, and Caleb Pritchard back into the contest here for Pleasanton. For Pleasanton, 1-2, trying to battle through these injuries. They are at Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow, and then home Monday and Tuesday for their pre-holiday tournament. They play Bertrand in the first round. They get it in here to Janacek. He's trapped, so he throws it over to Tolles. Tolles can't get it to go, and then nobody grabs the rebound. So you have got Darby and Tolles and Janacek and Axman on the floor with Pritchard for Overton. They have got Bavard, Cahoy, Olmstead, just checking in Logan Kaiser, and also Tanner Ryan. In the corner, Bavard. Bavard to the baseline, spins, probably walked, hit the bottom of the rim, though, lost where he was, and the rebound to Brady Darby. Gets it into the hands of Janacek. They clear it out for him. He'll bring the ball up the floor here, trailing by 10 with 3:45 to go in the first half. Double team gets it into the paint. Opening, shooting, scoring is Brady Darby. Darby with his second bucket with a double team Janacek. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Jay Stair. So with 3:35 to go in the first half of play, it is Overton 29 and Pleasanton 21. We're back in a minute on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits with 3:35 to go in the first half. Overton 29, Pleasanton 21 out of the Eagles timeout. They'll push the ball up the floor, hit the trailer Bavard, swing it to the left side. Ball fake, driving in is going to be Ryan, gives it off on the right side to Cahoy. 10-footer dancing around, and it finally goes in for Hayden Cahoy. His first bucket of the ball game, the lead is back to 10. 31-21, quickly up the floor. Tolles lost the handle. Boy, he blew by Olmstead. Olmstead wasn't even paying attention. And so you can understand why Tolles went to pass it instead of shoot it. He just expected Olmstead was going to be in his face, and when he wasn't, the pass ended up going out of bounds. So Pleasanton just one turnover in the first quarter, but four here in the second. The reversal for Overton. And they're trying to get the ball down to Olmstead, and a shoving foul going to be called on Caleb Pritchard. They say he's given him too much, and that's his third foul, so he's going to come out of the game. And a 1-1 now for Jacob Olmstead. He is 1-1 at the line, 9 points, 10 rebounds already here in the first half. Back into the ball game, Clay Weber. And Olmstead now ready to fire away at the line, the 1-1. It's on the way, and it's short, and the rebound brought down by Colin Janacek, his fifth. Janacek will bring it up the floor with the right side. Stop, long three, and it's just short. Rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. Olmstead up the floor with the dribble across the timeline, middle of the floor, swings it right side to Ryan. Ryan puts the ball on the floor into the paint. Shot blocked. Derek Tolles was able to hold his ground, and the Bulldogs will push the ball up the floor with Colin Janacek. Swing it right side, Weber in the paint, and a walk called. Good call there by our officials. That'll be the sixth turnover by Pleasanton. 2.5 to go before halftime. 31-21. The scoring is slowed down. It was 20-17 at the end of one. Working at left wing is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser looking inside. Of course, the Kaisers out of the Loop City Kaisers. As Olmstead is fouled here. And he will go to the line and shoot two. See who the foul was on. Looks like they're going to call it on Clay Weber, his second, 9th team foul. 2:17 to go here in the first half. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits, 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Overton, as the free throw is up and good. 10 points now in the first half for Olmstead. Olmstead and Ryan have been doing most of the scoring. They've got 20 of the 32 points. Second free throw now by Olmstead on the way, and it hits the front of the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Brady Darby. Darby pushes the ball up on the left right wing to Caden Zwiener. Zwiener across the timeline to Weber. Weber has it picked away from behind and a chance for a layup at the other end, and it's up and in by Tanner Ryan, who made the steal and the bucket. Now the largest lead of the evening, 13 points for Overton. Pleasanton with 4 points in this quarter. Janicek off the pick, decides against the three, swings it over to Tolles, who hands it off to Weber on the right side of the key. Dribbles between the legs, lost the handle, got it back, lost the dribble to Janicek. Trying to double-team him, doubling the ball. Janicek back to Weber. The pass was not good. It's stolen away. Outlet pass for the layup is up, and it is in for Joel Schaefer. And Overton now pulling away before halftime. It's 36-21. Inside after the baseball pass, they get it to Tolles. His pass deflected away. People on the floor. Picked back up there by Zwiener. Caden kicks it out to Weber. Weber, ball fake three, steps inside the arc, shoots the 14-footer, no good. Rebound taken away from Tanner Ryan. They call a jump. And the fans didn't like that. And they're giving the ball to Overton. I think I might have missed one. Yeah, it should be Pleasanton basketball on the jump. They just didn't have the arrow switched. So it will be Pleasanton basketball with 1:11 to go here in quarter number two. But the Bulldogs have been outscored 16-4 here in the quarter. Let's see if they can get a little closer. Tolles to throw it in underneath the hoop, kicks it in the left-hand corner to Darby. One dribble off to Janicek, uses the pick, shoots the 16-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan, who has just checked in. 1 minute to go here in the first half, 36-21 Eagles. And it's going to be Schaefer trying to get it inside. The ball's poked away. Axman comes up with a loose ball. And for Brendan, he'll come into the front court. Top of the key, fake the three, Janicek. Swing it right side to Zwiener. Doesn't go anywhere. Back to Janicek. He's really trying hard to get an open three, and Overton's doing a good job of denying it. Back over to Tolles. Tolles into the paint. So Janicek says, I'll come here. And shot must have been partially blocked in there. It was Cahoy and Olmstead. And coming out of there with it will be the Eagles with 30 seconds to go. Olmstead on the left-hand side, off the pick, shoots the three, and the big fella knocks it down. The first three of the game for the Eagles, 39-21, 15 seconds to go. Janicek to the high post. Leaner draws the foul, actually made the shot. That would have been good in the NBA, but not here. It's the second time that's happened. And the foul will be the ninth, it looks like, on Overton. The first on Hayden Cahoy. So it will be a 1-1 now for Colin Janicek. He hit two free throws in the first quarter, had 10 points in the first, has not scored here in the second. Until now, he's able to get that free throw up and in. Just the fifth point of the quarter for the Bulldogs. 11 seconds remain here before halftime. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. We'll talk with Chris Flecka of the Overton Lady Eagles, give you the first half stats of our boys' game. Stay with us. Second free throw, Janicek, up and in, 39-23 Overton. Overton's got one more chance here. Cahoy gets across the timeline, pass knocked away, picked back up Olmstead. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, has to force the long jumper, and he hits it. Let's see if they give it a two or a three. In the corner, they said it was a two, and that is what they have put up on the board as a three. And at the half, it is 42-23 in favor of Overton. Olmstead hits the tough three at the half. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
Today's farm tractor is the workhouse for farmers and ranchers. That is why Stryker Tractor Service of Eddyville is in such demand. With over 40 years of experience, they repair and offer free troubleshooting advice on all tractors. Stryker Tractor Service sells used tractors and stocks a variety of starters, alternators, and clutches. To keep your workhouse going strong, call Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville. A proud sponsor of this broadcast. Good luck from everyone at Stryker Tractor Service.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Here at the half of our boys' game, it is 42-23 in favor of the Overton Eagles. They had a big last 4 minutes there to pull away after leading 20-17 at the end of the first quarter. Earlier tonight, the Overton Eagles put up 69 points, downing Pleasanton 69-49. 22 points in the ball game for Madison Beavers, 13 for Chelsea Brown and Lori Callahan. Callahan also had 13 rebounds. And joining us to chat about the victory is Coach Chris Blecken. And Coach, welcome to the Classic Hits microphone. Glad to meet you. Congratulations on the 3-1 start. Of course, if I would turn it up so everybody could hear you, then that would be even better. Again, congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
This looked like a pretty complete ball game tonight. Was this the best effort so far of the year?
You know, I think the second half definitely was our best effort. We're still working on starting ball games. We've all four games this season so far, we've kind of started out a little slow, and we always come in the finish, which is a good time to come in. But yeah, I think we played a pretty solid ball game tonight.
Only 9 kids suited up on the varsity, so that's got to be a concern, but you play 6 with pretty much regularity, and it seems like they're able to handle it. Has that been the case so far?
Oh, yeah. We're in shape. From day one, we came out and we said we're going to be in better shape than any of our opponents, and we those girls have really embraced that, and, yep, we have 6 girls that really do a lot of the load, and they've done great so far. I've been really proud of them.
What's the first thing you noticed about this ball club when you took over? What stuck out in your mind right away?
Honestly, it was the perfect team to take over in my mind. We have some great senior leaders. We have some really great young talent, and it just had to kind of gel together. And I think that we're working real hard on that, but I think it's coming together great.
Well, this is one of those teams that a lot of these girls had to take their lumps as freshmen and sophomores, and they steadily continue to improve just like they had on the volleyball court. And Lori Callahan is one of those girls that have played since she was a freshman, and she is a gamer. Have you realized that, I guess, already?
Yeah, she's a leader on the court. She's a leader in the locker room. She's a leader at school. She's really, really been great for the team, and yeah, the experience has served her well, and she's given some of those girls some great leadership.
You switched your defense up a little bit on Pleasanton, played a lot of man, but when you went to the zone, it really seemed to slow them down for most of the second half.
Yep, we love that 2-3. We've been working hard to put it in, and we haven't really got to play a lot of man this year, and we're going to need that down the stretch, and so we wanted to put it in, kind of change the pace, and I thought the girls did great with it. I was really happy with how we've been working on it. When we finally put it into the game, I think it looked great.
Chris Black is with us here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. They won it 69-49 in the girls' game tonight. Where do you still got to work? Because now you've got a game tomorrow against the Mount Selma Myrna team that hasn't won a game. They're a program that struggled for quite a while, so I'll chalk it up, even though I know you will say you got to play hard. But then you get a couple practices. You go into the moratorium. You'll see some very good competition at the holiday tournament, Centura, state-rated team, and then either Loup City or Ravenna. What do you have to work on between now and that holiday tournament?
Well, we've focused really hard on working hard on ourselves. And we do take a look at the opponent, but we're focusing on ourselves. And we focused on free throws. We focused on are getting our shots underneath because we're getting great looks. We just aren't hitting them down. And tonight I think we really came together. And Pleasanton played awesome. They came out and were more than anything that we could have ever expected. So we got to just take that into tomorrow night and start in basketball games. We just got to start that first half. And I don't know what coaches are knocking their heads together to see if we can start a game one of these days.
The one loss was against Loomis, who I got to see last week play Amherst. They love to put the pressure on. Is that the one concern from the guard position? You're going to have to get better on handling full court pressure?
you know what? I think we handled their full court pressure pretty well. We made them switch out of it within 4 minutes of the game. We beat ourselves that game. We shot 30% from the free throw line. And Loomis is a great team. They pressured, they worked hard, they hit their shots, but we came out of it really feeling like that was a game that we could have won.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to watching what's going on here with the boys. We'll see you many more times. We'll see you at the holiday tournament. And, hey, have a great Christmas and great to meet you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Chris Blecka, he is from the longest consolidated school in the history of Nebraska, Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner. Steiner, right? Everybody
yep.
wants to
Steiner.
Know. That's what
yep.
I always say. Humboldt, Table
Rock, Humboldt,
Steiner.
Humboldt, Table Rock, Steiner.
Well, congratulations on the win, and we'll see you after Christmas.
Thank you very much.
We'll take a break here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Come back and give you a look at the first half boys' stats. Overton leads at 42-23 here on Classic Hits.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Run down the first half stats now on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll start with the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Colin Janicek has 12 points and 5 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 4 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Clay Weber has hit a 3-pointer. Derek Tolles, 2 block shots. Brady Darby, 4 points, 2 rebounds. And Brendan Axman has 1 rebound. 17 points in the first quarter, but just 6 in the second. And at the half for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, they have 23 points, 15 rebounds. They're 4 of 5 at the free throw line. Now 3 of 9 from three-point land, 2 blocks and 8 turnovers. Foul situation, Caleb Pritchard has 3. Clay Weber and John Colsheen have 2. For Overton, Matt Ayton, 4 points, 1 rebound. Joel Schaefer, 2 points and a rebound. Dallas Pabarn, 6 points, 1 rebound. Tanner Ryan, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Hayden Cahoy, 2 points, a rebound and a block. Creighton Ryan has 1 rebound, and leading the way is Jake Olmstead. He added to his total with back-to-back threes in the last minute, and he has 16 game-high points here in this contest, and he has also been tearing it up on the boards. 20 points in the first quarter and 22 in the second quarter of play. 18 rebounds. Put the 42 points. You got 18 rebounds, and 11 of those belong to Jacob Olmstead. They've been to the free throw line a few times. They were 4 of 6 in the first quarter, just 2 of 5 in the second, so they are 6 of 11 for the ball game. 3-point shooting, 2 of 6, 2 blocks, and 6 turnovers. Foul situation, Matt Ayton, Dallas Favard each have 2. At the half, Overton 42 and Pleasanton 23. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And the Overton Eagles will get the ball to start the second half here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pleasanton immediately pressures, and Bavard pulls up from the left elbow and trains the 15-footer. He's got 8 points, and Pleasanton really seeing a team shoot the ball well here. And in the front court, you've got man-to-man pressure defense by Overton. Looks like both teams want to come out with a little extra to start this second half. As Zwiener gets by his defender, wants to pass it down low, but stepping in front, Tanner Ryan will make the steal. That's the ninth turnover for the Bulldogs. And in the front court, Olmstead, three-point land. He hit two at the end of the first half. Now a little pick and roll, gets it into Bavard. Bavard puts it up and in. So Dallas with the first two buckets here of quarter number three. He had two early buckets in the first quarter. 46-23, and now Janacek dribbles into the double team up top to Weber. Back to Janacek, trying to deny that three. Swing it over to Zwiener. Zwiener puts the ball on the floor against Cahoy, puts it off the glass, no good. Good move, it just couldn't go into the hoop. And the rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan, and he'll get it to Ayton. Ayton across the timeline, swings it left side to Cahoy. Cahoy down low to Olmstead, got his man in the air, shot no good, offensive rebound, Bavard up and in. And not a big differential in the rebounds, but most of them go to Olmstead, and right now Pleasanton's got to make sure Overton stays a little more off that offensive glass as Janacek into the double team, between the double team, and draws a foul. Foul will be on Overton's Matt Ayton. That'll be his third. And Pleasanton will throw the ball in from underneath. Again, in case you missed it, Bo Pelini didn't have much to say after practice today. No new news on the defensive coordinator, and declined to comment on what he's going to do with Mike Caputo, saying he's still trying to make that decision, that every instance is different. So he expected to hear some news today, and you didn't hear anything. And they practice again tomorrow. Inbounds pass here, Pleasanton. They'll kick it out on the wing, trying to make some room there for Zwiener. Over to Janacek. He's got 12 points. Can't get the shot away, but he makes eight and lean into him, and that's his fourth foul. And Coach Chase there says you can't let him buy into that. Fourth foul on Matt Ayton, and drawing three free throws will be Colin Janacek. Overton contesting that Janacek leaned into him, which he did, but Ayton also left the ground. So three free throws coming up for Colin Janacek. The first one is on the way. It's good. Getting set to check in will be Joel Schaefer here for Matt Ayton with 6:24 to go, third quarter. And a second free throw is on the way, and it is in. Now, 6 of 6 at the line for Janacek, and he's got one more to come here. After Schaefer checks into the ball game. And the third free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Janacek hits all three. He's got 15 points, but it's 48-26. Overton with the lead. Bavard, he says, I'll take a three. That one is off the mark, though. And the backside rebound is run down by Tanner Ryan. Gets it over to Bavard again, and Bavard scores. Man, Dallas is on fire. All 8 points in the quarter for Overton, and it is 50-26. Fast break the other way. Janacek's pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by Bavard. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Again, both teams in action tomorrow. Overton will be taking on Anselmo Myrna at home. Pleasanton is at Wilcox Hildreth. Pleasanton down the baseline. There's some room, and we have got a charge called on Clay Weber. Olmstead slid over. Could have went either way, but they called a charge on Weber, and that is his third. 50-26. Overton Eagles. Kind of in cruise control right now, but they're not slowing it down at all. They're going to continue to push the pace here, and Pleasanton trying to press. Overton throws through it, crisscross to Olmstead, right underneath. He just moves people out of the way and scores 18 for the big fella, Jake Olmstead, 52-26. Weber wanted the three. Bavard's on him. Give it off to Tolles. Tolles on the switch, back to Weber. Olmstead pops out, drives in, wraparound pass, got it underneath. And Tolles was right under the rim and had nowhere to go and couldn't make the shot. Rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan. It was a good move, good drive by the Bulldogs, but just on the wrong spot as the shot by Cahoy is no good. Ends up back in the hands of Joel Schaefer, and another offensive bucket put back here, I should say, offensive rebound and bucket. And Kolsheen getting ready to check in. At the other end, Janacek just says, I'm going to shoot a three, and he does. And then a travel called on Overton as they head up the floor. Cahoy got the rebound, and he dribbled it off his foot. Turnover Overton, and timeout by Pleasanton. 5:03 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is all Overton right now, 54-26 on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits. It is Pleasanton ball out of the timeout. And they'll throw it into Caden Sweener in the backcourt. Overton with man-to-man defense. Schaefer on him. Gets across the timeline. Hands it off to Janicek. Spin move in the lane. Draws the contact. Scores, but they're going to wave off the bucket because there was a foul ahead of time. And the foul is going to be on Hayden Cahoy. His second. Pleasanton would just much rather have had the bucket and move on. Caleb Pritchard down to throw it in underneath the Bulldog basket to Weber. Bavard on him. Takes it into the paint. Back cut to Janicek. He's on the low block right side. Kicks it out to Pritchard. Pritchard on Olmstead. Drives in and another foul. Overton is intentionally overplaying the defense. And that foul is on Jacob Olmstead, his second. And one more time, Bulldog ball underneath the hoop. And it'll be Pritchard to throw it in. Looks in the paint. Nothing there. Has to go out top. The ball is deflected. Picked back up. And that leaves the lane open. But the layup is missed by Weber. And Olmstead will bring down his 12th rebound. Outlet pass. They want to run. But the ball is deflected and stolen away by Janicek. And here comes Pleasanton. Outlet pass. They go into the corner for three. It's Pritchard. No good. And the ball run down to the corner, though, by Tolles. Tolles keeps it alive. And then as he forces it into the paint, Pleasanton turns it over for the 10th time. Pleasanton wants it so bad, but they have just 9 points since the first quarter. Bavard on the low block. Colsheen denies him, and John will get his first rebound. Up the floor at the midcourt stripe, Caden Sweener comes to an abrupt stop. Into the corner, Weber. Fadeaway three skips out, no good. Rebound to Tanner Ryan. And Pleasanton has missed their last 7 threes dating back to the first quarter. The other end, Cahoy, a quick shot from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Pritchard. So we're getting up and down the floor a lot, but not a lot of scoring here the last minute and a half. Weber runs right into Ryan, loses his balance, loses the ball. Here come the Eagles, 2-on-2, and faking the pass and taking the shot, no good. Ryan got his own rebound, no good. How about a third time? Yeah. Tanner Ryan kept battling, and he's now got 14 points. 56-26, Overton running away and hiding here in this FKC contest. But again, missing players for Pleasanton, and Janicek finally gets one to go. Jason Nichols and Austin Pates, a pair of senior guards, still out for the Bulldogs and probably will be till after Christmas, and a walk called on Overton at the other end. That'll be their 9th turnover. On the floor now for Pleasanton as they get the ball, some tired young men. You've got Pritchard, Weber, Zweener, along with Tolles and Janicek. And the inbounds pass is going to come in to Zweener. He'll kick it back to Weber, and he'll bring it up the floor here for the Bulldogs. Working on Bavard. Right elbow back up top, Pritchard. They sag on him just a little bit. He's guarded by Olmstead. Tries to get Olmstead in the air. Forces the shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Pulled down and blocked by Olmstead. After Clay Weber got the rebound, baseball pass to the other end. Fast break layup. Hayden Cahoy. And everything working right now for Overton. But you got to say that Overton is creating these breaks as Tolles backs into the lane. Kicks it out for a three. That's up and in for Caden Zweener. Zweener with his first three of the basketball game. 58-31. They want to run to the other end of Bavard. Will be fouled as he goes in for the shot. Dallas will make his first trip to the line. And everybody on that floor getting a workout right now. Caden Sweener with his first personal foul. Second team foul of the half on Pleasanton. So far, 8 1/4 and 14 in the game for Dallas Bavard. As we said, this will be his first free throw attempt of the evening. And it is on the way after a long wait. And it is good. Substitutions into the ball game. Checking back in is Axman for Pleasanton, and for Overton, Logan Kaiser. And for the first time, the freshman Caleb Eklund, a 6'3 freshman, checks in. Comfortable lead for Overton. And the second free throw on the way, and it is short. And over the back, it'll be called on the freshman Eklund right off the bat. That'll be his first, obviously. As we said, Overton plays Anselmo Myrna tomorrow, and Myrna's undefeated going into their game tonight. So that is not always the case. It might be a little bit more of a test tomorrow against the Coyotes than usual for Overton, but it is at home. Ball between the circles. Pritchard thinking about a long three. Ball fake on Olmstead. Swings it right side. Weber, he's fading away on his three. He hits it, and then there's a foul underneath as they set up for the rebound, the three by Clay Weber. And the foul is on Overton. And they're going to call that on who? And Pleasanton's going to get the ball as well. So they made the three and they get the ball. And it's on Eklund. So two quick ones on the freshman that came in. Here's another three, Weber. And that one won't go. Long rebound comes out to Olmstead, who probably refocuses here. Long pass down the floor to Bavard to the left-hand corner. Takes a couple of dribbles. Can't get the shot away. Forces it into the paint. And a tough shot by Cahoy. No good. Getting the rebound. Underneath is going to be Overton once. Second time, good. The first one was Logan Kaiser. The second one was Cahoy. And he'll get the putback. 61-34. Still with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass in the paint. Drive it in is Zwiener. Little one-hand roller will not fall over the rim, and Eklund will get his first rebound. Give it off to Logan Kaiser, and Overton will try and bring it into the front court, but Axman stole it away. Brendan goes in for the layup. He does a little jump stop and scores. Brendan Axman gets his first bucket. 61-36. And he's going to have another steal in the backcourt. Zwiener tries to give it off because he didn't like the one-on-one matchup, and we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. Zwiener just didn't know what to do once he came to the jump stop and lost his dribble. Olmstead usually gets that last minute off of a quarter and gets it off here. Bavard comes out. Here's Schaefer back in. And it'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Looking for a couple of more buckets maybe here in the final minute. Get it into Axman, to Weber. Long three, and it is going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund. Outlet pass, they get it to Cahoy. Cahoy into the paint, and as he slowed down, it was taken away from behind by Colin Janicek. That's six turnovers in the quarter for Overton. So as they're cruising along, they're getting just a little sloppy. Some of that's the young kids. Some of it is just not being as intense as they were earlier. And now Pleasanton returns the favor and gives it right back to him. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. 61-36, Eagles. Ball in the right corner. They'll get it inside to Kaiser. Knocked away and headed out of bounds, but instead it's saved there by Axman. Throws it in to Caleb Pritchard. And up the floor come the Bulldogs, and they throw it away. So it's gotten real sloppy the last couple of minutes, unfortunately, and we still have a whole quarter to go. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Loomis, Bertrand. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. The lob into Eklund in the backcourt. Up ahead to Cahoy. They got a two-on-one. He'll have it knocked away from behind by Janicek. Now they'll run the other way. Outlet pass to Weber. Weber into the paint. Knocked away. There's probably a foul, and now we're going to have a foul on Pleasanton. Man, a lot of turnovers in the last 2 minutes. The foul on Clay Weber, his fourth. It is only the third foul of the half on Pleasanton. Weber will check out with 7 seconds remaining. In this third quarter of play, they'll get it in. Up ahead to Schaefer, kick it into the corner to Ryan. Ryan with 3 seconds forces the three. It's partially blocked up there by Derek Tolles. And that's the end of the third quarter of play in this Fort Kearney Conference matchup. The Overton Eagles 61, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 36. We're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family. providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
As we head to the fourth quarter of play, we can tell you that the Grand Island girls defeated Kearney tonight 47-42. And here is 61-36. Overton with the lead, and they get the ball to start the fourth quarter, and they get it inside to Tanner Ryan, and he'll put it up and score 16 points for Tanner Ryan. And no wasting time, Pleasanton. They fire a three. It's no good. The left-hand corner by Caleb Pritchard. Long rebound. Oh, Bavard had it, and Pritchard got it away from him, but they call him for his fourth foul. And Caleb, who is playing his first game of the year off the football shoulder injury, not getting a lot of love. And first-year coach Brandon Caban says, just stay in there. That was probably not the best call in the world, but deep in the game, we see him now step in and get the steal, but Pritchard missed the shot. And a lot of turnovers here. That's nine in the second half. Rebound to Creighton Ryan, who gets the start. So the Overton Eagles still running and gunning. Bavard puts the jumper up. No good. Rebound brought down by Janicek. He looked all the way down the floor. Nothing there. Now they drive it to Tolles. There's a big collision. The ball goes up in the air, and it ends up in the hands of Joel Schaefer. Schaefer in the front court. Backdoor Bavard. He's wide open. Lays it up and in. So Jay Stair, the most knowledgeable of all of the Stair family, leading his team to a 65-36 lead. Janicek, long three, might have been tipped. Yeah, it was tipped. They say it's short. And the rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead, who's had a monster game. He'll take a three and hit it. One of those nights where you don't need it, but he hits it, his third three. He's got 21 points, and I've got him for 14 rebounds in the contest, 68-36. Clay Weber, top of the circle, backs up, loses his dribble, guarded there by Schaefer. Gets it into the hands of Tolles. Tolles in the paint, double clutches off the window and in. Nice move by Derek Tolles, his first bucket of the game. Pleasanton is led by Colin Janicek with 17, 21 for Olmstead, 16 for Ryan, 17 for Bavard. Olmstead's shot this time will not go, and the rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Outlet pass deflected out of bounds, and I think some of the starters, especially for Overton, not long for this ball game, although they do take Schaefer and Ryan out and have their original five starters back on the floor here with 6:12 to go and up by 30. This game was 20-17 after one quarter as Pritchard's three on the inbound will not go. Rebound brought down by Tanner Ryan. I have Pleasanton currently 5 of 19 from three-point land. 3 of 8 for Overton, all three makes by Olmstead. Ayton gets it on the right wing. Olmstead back door. And they go with that back screen. I keep saying back door. It's just a back screen, and somebody slides through the lane. That time it's Tanner Ryan. He'll lay it up and in. So the Overton boys do score more than the Overton girls tonight. 70. The other girls had 69 as the three-pointer is no good. And Olmstead gets the rebound off the miss from Brendan Axman. And Olmstead will walk the ball up the floor. Lob it into the right-hand corner to Cahoy. Cahoy's going to try a three, and he'll hit it. 9 points now for Hayden Cahoy, 73-38. Janicek tries to force it up the floor. He loses the handle. And unfortunately, this is getting out of hand for Pleasanton, who didn't really play as bad as it looks. But here's another layup as Olmstead drives, runs over a man, dishes it off to Tanner Ryan. He's got 20 points now in the game. And let's see how much longer Coach Stair leaves his starters in the ball game. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. With 5:01 to go in the ball game, it is 75-38 Overton. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter as the shot is on the way. No good here by the Bulldogs out of the timeout. Rebound, Matt Ayton. Outlet pass to Olmstead. He's still in there and gives it off to Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy on the right side. Lost it. Got it back. Now throws it away. Turnover, Overton. Their 16th of the basketball game. And bring it back over for another three. Axman rains one down. Brendan Axman with his first three. 5 points for him in the ball game. Overton runs to the other end, but Barr to the baseline. A 14-footer is up and in. He's got 19. Now, if Overton shot the ball like this every night, you could give him the trophy. Here's a three by Weber that skips in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Olmstead, number 16. And Olmstead will walk it up the floor, and Coach Kavan is going to clear his bench here with 4 minutes to go. Bavard is going to take a three, and it is in. And timeout called so that they can get all the subs in. What a night by the big three of Bavard, Ryan, and Olmstead here for the Overton Eagles. They have put up 80 points, and we have 4 minutes to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Overton. Bunch of subs in. We'll get that to you in a minute as Axman brings the ball across the timeline here for Pleasanton. Dalton Hand is in. Back to Axman for the three. That's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Logan Kaiser of the Eagles. Outlet pass. They get it to Schaefer. Might have got shoved, but the shot is no good. The rebound brought down by Cale Miller. Miller up the floor into the right-hand corner to Axman. Cole Sheen is in there. Swing it over to Grant Metz, who's into the ball game. Shot inside is going to be blocked by Caleb Eklund and turned over. He'll get it out to Kaiser. Outlet pass here for Overton right side, Justin Johnson. Swing it around to the left-hand corner. 15-foot jumper comes up short, but the offensive rebound once, twice. Second time it's in for Eklund after it was kept alive by Justin Johnson. Also in the ball game, Ethan Johnson for Overton. Axman tries to lob it into Colsheen. He gets stripped away from the backside by Kaiser, who comes to the other end and gets fouled as a couple of Pleasanton players go down, like a 7-10 split. And the foul will be called on Brendan Axman, his first. And at the line to shoot two will be Logan Kaiser, looking for his first points of the basketball game. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will run down the final stats and get you into the rest of your weekend, as that one is too strong. Creighton Ryan back in, and Joel Schaefer will check out. Second free throw now coming up for Logan Kaiser, and it is too strong, but the offensive rebound, Eklund, he'll put it up from eight, no good, and it comes down to Colsheen. And up the floor come the Bulldogs. Get it into the front court. Axman trying to set a screen. He'll shoot the three, and Axman off the heel, no good. Long rebound is run down by Creighton Ryan. 2.5 to go. Doubled up here, 82-41. Overton shooting lights out here tonight. On the left wing with it is Ethan Johnson. Swing it to the right side. And it looks like maybe a three-second violation called, and it wiped out a three-pointer. And Overton with their 17th turnover. And 11 of those are here in this half. Axman into the front court as we play out the string. Dribbles through one man, through two. Stops on the right baseline. Kicks it up top to Dalton Hand. Takes the 18-footer. No good. Rebound run down by Ethan Johnson in the corner. He's trapped. Does a good job of dribbling out of it and then gets the outlet pass to Creighton Ryan. Ryan into the corner to Kaiser. Kaiser into Eklund on the low block left side. High off the glass. Shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound put back up off the glass and in by Creighton Ryan for his first points. Everybody getting into the act right now for Overton. 84. I can't remember the last time these guys put up 84 against what's a pretty quality ball club. But again, Jason Nichols, Austin Pate still out, and now a turnover by Pleasanton that's going to lead to a layup. But it is missed underneath. Offensive rebound of Ethan Johnson, and he'll be fouled. Creighton Ryan must have thought about that one as he was drilling up the floor, and it rolled off the rim. Down to 1:34 to go in our ball game. Again, earlier tonight in the girls' game, 69-49 in favor of the Overton Eagles. They're going to get the sweep here tonight. And the curls shot the ball well. Free throw by Ethan Johnson is up and no good. He'll have a second one coming. And now he's ready to roll. Free throw is on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Ball ricochets off a couple of hands to Dalton Hand, who got the foul, and he'll bring it across the timeline, give it off to Axman. Brendan, right wing, into the paint, double clutch, and another foul. And free throws coming up. The foul is called on Caleb Eklund, his third. And that's the one thing you don't want to see down the stretch here of a 40-point ball game. Understand we're having some technical difficulties on one end of the spectrum here, and we're trying to fix that. We apologize as the free throw is up and in by Axman. He's got 6 points. Second free throw also good. So Axman hits them both. And that makes the score 84-43 with just a minute 20 to go. And another foul, and we need to swallow the whistle, except the problem is they are fouls. So what are you going to do? And the foul is on Axman. So we go to the line and shoot a 1-1 with Creighton Ryan. And Ryan stands the line for the first time tonight. He will put the free throw up and in and earn the bonus. 3 points now for Creighton. 85-43. Overton. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. 86-43. Pretty awesome to watch the way that Overton has shot the basketball here tonight as Axman brings it into the front court. Sister here in attendance watching him play after ripping the volleyball up at Doan this fall. High post Cole Sheen. Cole Sheen on the right elbow. Spin move into the paint. Puts it up and in. Nice move of the big fella, John Cole Sheen. His first bucket. Under a minute to go. Ryan into the front court. Dumps it into the left-hand corner to Johnson. Johnson swings it backside and out of bounds it goes. Grand Island has upset Kearney tonight in boys basketball, handing them their first loss of the year in exciting fashion, 51-50. Grand Island over Kearney High tonight. Grand Island also won the girls' games over Kearney High. 40 seconds to go. Axman gives it into the right-hand corner, tries to get it down to Cole Sheen. It's too low, can't get it. Ball loose. Overton lost their balance, and Kaiser just stepped on a foot, never could pick it up cleanly, so it will stay here with the Bulldogs of Pleasanton. To throw it in, Dalton Hand. Hand has to throw it out to Axman, and instead he almost throws it into the bleachers. Saved in, though, to Grant Metz, who hands it off to Cale Miller. Miller back to the top of the circle to Hand. Hand drives the right side of the key. Lost the handle. Picked up by Cole Sheen. Steps over Hand, who's on the floor, and scores. John Cole Sheen making sure he didn't squish his little buddy there. 10 seconds to go. Overton into the front court. Justin Johnson dribbling the ball. Not sure he wants to shoot it. Instead, it's going to be turned over. And the shot at the buzzer is up, and it is in for Cale Miller, and it will count. And that will bring us to a final score of Overton 86 and Pleasanton 49. We'll come back with the Misco Sports postgame show. All the final numbers and a chance to chat with head coach Jay Stair right after this timeout.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
You've heard of CHS Agri Service Center, but have you tried us?
One of the greatest joys this season is the opportunity to say thank you and wish producers and customers the very best this holiday season. The employees at CHS Agri Service Center send best wishes for peace, joy, and happiness for the holiday season. Sincerely appreciating your business and looking forward to working with you in 2012. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from CHS Agri Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back to Pleasanton. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Ricky Wessel, to the folks here at Pleasanton, as always, for their hospitality. It is time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco's taking 15% off every marked price in the store. If it has just a regular price on it, which very few items do, then take 15% off. Maybe it's already 25% off. You take another 15% off that price at Misco's, helping you out for the holidays. For Pleasanton, they had a total of 8 players score. Cale Miller got that last bucket there, 2 points, 1 rebound. Caleb Pritchard, his first game back off injury, was in some foul trouble, didn't get a chance to shoot the ball too much and didn't score, had a couple of rebounds. Colin Janicek led the way for Pleasanton with 17 points, 6 rebounds. Caden Zwiener played very, very well, 7 points and a team high 7 rebounds. Dalton Hand had a rebound. Clay Weber, 6 points and a rebound. Derek Tolles, 2 points, 1 rebound and 3 blocks. Brady Darby, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Brendan Axman, 7 points in the second half and 1 rebound. And John Colsheen, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 15 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting pretty good for Pleasanton. 4 of 5 in the first half, 5 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 3 of 15 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half. The Bulldogs had 23 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half. And for Pleasanton, they finished with 49 points, 24 rebounds, 9 out of 10 at the free throw line, 6 of 24 from three-point land, 3 block shots, 17 turnovers. Pleasanton still trying to get their team healthy. Got Pritchard back tonight, but they fall to 1-3 on the season. And Pleasanton will play at Wilcox-Hildreth tomorrow, so they'll be looking for their first win. Pleasanton will be looking for their second win. And then they have their pre-holiday tournament coming up on Monday and Tuesday. On Monday, they'll take on Bertrand. Tuesday, either Arapahoe or Litchfield. We'll take a break on the Misco Sports postgame show and come back with the final numbers for Overton right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's look at the final numbers now for the Overton Eagles. They had Only seven players score in the game tonight, but they don't have 15 guys suited up either. They had three guys get over 20 points in the ball game. Matt Ayton, 4 points and two rebounds. Joel Schaefer, 4 points, three rebounds. Ethan Johnson, two rebounds. Dallas Bavard led everyone in scoring with 22 points, 16 of those in the second half. He had three rebounds. Justin Johnson had one rebound. Logan Kaiser, two rebounds. Tanner Ryan, 20 points and 9 rebounds. Hayden Cahoy, 9 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Creighton Ryan, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Caleb Eklund, 4 rebounds and a block. And Jacob Olmstead, 21 points, 16 rebounds, and 2 blocked shots. I had Overton for 18 rebounds in the first half and an amazing 31 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 6 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 6 in the first half, and 13 in the second half of play. For the Overton Eagles, they had 42 points at halftime, 44 in the second half, and Overton finishes with 86 points, 49 rebounds, 9 of 19 at the free throw line, 5 of 10 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 19 turnovers. And the Overton Eagles improved to 3-1 on the season with an 86-49 win over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And head coach Jay Stair joins us. And, Coach, the kids shot the ball extremely well tonight, and when it didn't go in, they were getting some offensive boards.
Yeah, we wanted to stay aggressive tonight. We Pleasanton isn't a very big team. We were trying to get the ball inside against them and get some shots inside. You said we shot extremely well. A lot of that has to do with us getting the ball inside and shooting the easy 2- and 3-foot shots and rebounding. I think we did a very good job on the boards tonight. I think Jacob had quite a few. It just seemed like he had quite a few of the rebounds there in the first
16
half.
16 is what I had, 11 in the first half.
And I don't know. It's been a while since he's had that many rebounds. So, the kids played well. You know, Pleasanton, they are a good basketball team. They don't have a lot of size, but their guards are very good. The Janicek kid, I think he's one of the better guards that we will face this year. He's one of the better guards around just because of his skill set. You know, they've been hampered with the injury bug with Pritchard, and obviously Pates isn't playing, but the Pritchard kid came in today, and he's a very good ball defender. He's a very good quality player, too, so they're going to get better, you know, and I hope we can get better too. But like you said, we did a good job on the boards tonight, and it's a big win for us.
For the folks that joined us late, this was 20-17 after the first quarter. They hit some shots to stick with you, and it was close midway into the second quarter, and then they couldn't score against your defense, and you finally stroked it a little bit, and then it looked like your team was even more inspired coming out of the locker room. You had basically put the game away at halftime, up 19, and still had something to prove, it looked like, from the kids.
Well, you know, we talked about after the first quarter, I said, you know, letting a team like Pleasanton, you know, you've got a lead, you're playing pretty good basketball, but they're hanging around, and you get a team that probably doesn't have as much experience. They got good experience, but just, you know, the type of team that they've been kind of struggling this year. If you get a struggling team confidence, they're going to stick around. And I told them that. And I tried to get them to get in the second quarter to try to extend the lead and try to kind of take it out of their hands a little bit. And then at halftime, I said we needed to play the third quarter better than we did the second quarter because we didn't want to get the lead down to, you know, single digits. We wanted to try to extend and play a little bit better, obviously, in the third quarter, and we were able to do that. It looked like they were maybe a little bit tired, you know, not having as many basketball players, obviously, on their team as we do and stuff. And we just, you know, I think we kind of wore them down a little bit, and I think that's a credit to us trying to get up and down the floor and practice a lot, working on our conditioning and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't know if we broke their will there in the third quarter, but it definitely didn't help for us being up 19 at half and then extending it up to 30 and whatnot. But, you know, they're a team that can shoot the basketball. And any team that can knock shots in, they're a scary team. So you want to make sure you're doing what you can to keep that lead where it's at and just try to finish the ball game out.
Another minute here with Jay Stair, the head coach at Overton. You told me before the game, we know Jacob Olmstead is going to do his thing. You told me about how Tanner Ryan has really stepped up. Dallas Bavard played outstanding tonight, too. He hit a lot of mid-range jumpers. We talked about a couple of the threes that Olmstead hit and all those inside shots, but Bavard was all over the place, too.
Yeah, Dallas, by far, this is his best offensive game this year. He struggled offensively the first three games that we played, just couldn't kind of get a rhythm going. And, you know, when he gets his hustle plays like he's been known to do from last year and into this year and play his type of game, he gets those he'll get the hustle plays with a put back, and that just kind of seems to get him going. And he's a much better mid-range shooter when he can get those shots off, and he has confidence when he knocks one or two down. It's, you know, he has a lot of confidence. He hit a three-pointer there at the end, or did they give him credit for a three-pointer there? That's one of his first ones, and I'm sure he'll be talking about that. But, you know, Dallas is a very good player for us. He's a very good defender. He's a kid who hustles all the time, and if he had points tonight, that's, you know, hopefully that'll continue to increase his confidence and stuff on the offensive end, because, you know, every night Jacob or Tanner they're probably not going to get points all the time, and we're going to have somebody else step up, and tonight it was good that he did, and hopefully the other guys can kind of piggyback on what he did, because we got a good Myrna team coming in tomorrow. I know they're undefeated. I don't know if they play maybe Ansley Litchfield tonight, or I'm not sure who they play, but they usually have a game on Friday too. But they're long, and they're usually a pretty decent defensive team, and you know, defense obviously can keep you in the game, and hopefully we got some other guys that can step up and play too.
Oh, yeah, you said you got that game tomorrow. You'll be tested in the holiday tournament. Probably a good chance that you might see Ravenna in the finals of that tournament, and then turn it back to the FKC for the first of the year.
You know, our FKC this year, I don't think it's surprise teams, but, you know, you have Elwood is undefeated. I know they played today. You got Amherst, it's winning basketball games. Loomis, obviously, is back. Axtell, they got quality kids. I think they're battling the injury bug just like Pleasanton is. And
even Elm Creek, winning right now.
Elm Creek's a very good basketball team. And, you know, we're pretty solid there in our FKC, as usual, with the teams we got. Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, you know, they're good with the line kid in English. And, we've got our hands full this season. You know, after hopefully we can play a good game tomorrow and get into the break and get into our holiday tournament. I think we have Centura first, and, you know, they're a C2, C1 team, so they play quality competition, and it's usually a very difficult game, especially the first game right after break, trying to get the cobwebs out and everything, and hopefully we can, you know, play well and keep continuing to get better. You know, we just need to keep being consistent and keep doing our job, so hopefully we can continue to do that.
Well, the boys played outstanding tonight. Jay, congratulations. We'll see you over at the holiday tournament in Ravenna, and hey, have a great holiday. We'll
see
you then, buddy.
All right, thank you too, Doug. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and hopefully everything goes well for you. I like seeing your smiling face at our games.
Take care of your brother.
I'll try. Thank you.
Jay Stair, as we wrap things up here on the Misco Sports post-game show, big win tonight for Overton as they shoot lights out at an 86-49 win. In the girls' game earlier tonight, they also shot well, 69-49, 22 points for Madison Beavers, 13 points for Chelsea Brown, 13 points, 13 rebounds for Lori Callahan. For Pleasanton, they played well. They just didn't make quite as many shots as Overton, 11 points for Mariah Zwiener and Mickey Ahrens, 10 for Courtney Dowell. And again, here in the boys' game, 22 for Dallas Bavard, 21 points, 16 rebounds for Jacob Olmstead, 20 points, 9 rebounds for Tanner Ryan. Pleasanton was led by Colin Janicek with 17. Our next basketball is Monday night here on Classic Hits as Gibbon welcomes in Silver Lake, scheduled to begin at 5:45. Then we're into our holiday break. We will have the Ravenna and Kearney Catholic holiday tournaments, Ravenna 28th, 29th, Kearney Catholic 29th and 30th, here on Classic Hits at ESPN 1460. For our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gooda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports post-game show, wishing you the happiest of holidays. Stop by and fill out the rest of your Christmas list at Misco's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday from Gibbon. Again, the final score, 86-49, Overton, Downs Pleasanton. Good night.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.
Party.